I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday North Korea and China are the biggest ongoing drivers, allowing Russia to carry out its war in Ukraine, and that security assurances will need to be part of any potential future negotiations to end the conflict. Speaking during a visit to South Korea Monday, Blinken said North Korean supplies of artillery, ammunition, and troops, along with Chinese support for Russia's military industrial base, are giving the Russian military the backing it needs to continue carrying out the fight it began with a full-scale invasion February of 2022.
In the last week of December, more than 1,000 North Korean forces were killed and or wounded in Kursk. Casualties of Russia's effort to redraw the border of a sovereign country, Ukraine, to do it by force, and a sign of the growing threat posed by heightened cooperation between revisionist authoritarians in Moscow and in Pyongyang.
Blinken said North Korea is already seeing a return on its involvement in the conflict in the form of Russian military equipment and training for North Korean troops. Israeli emergency services said three people were killed and seven others wounded when gunmen attacked a bus and car Monday in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The attack happened near the Palestinian town of Al-Funduk. Israel's National Ambulance Service said two women in their 60s and a man in his 40s were pronounced dead at the scene. Violence has surged in the West Bank since Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack out of Gaza ignited the ongoing war there. During his briefing in South Korea Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Blinken, who will leave office in a little more than 2 weeks, said U.S. negotiators are still working with partners in the region to get a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
What we've seen in the last couple of weeks is a re-intensified engagement, including by Hamas, but we have yet to see agreement on the final points. So what I can tell you is this. We very much want to bring this over the finish line in the next 2 weeks, the time that we have remaining. And we will work every minute of every day of those 2 weeks to try to get that to happen.